粉丝朋友们
Dear friends,
大家好啊。
hello everyone.
大家知道日本最近它的修改了宪法。
Everyone knows that Japan recently amended its constitution.
它的动作频频。
His movements were frequent.
很多人认为一直就是只盯在了日本会拥有军队扩军。
Many people believe that if they only focus on Japan, they will have a larger army. Well,
这个呢是一方面，
this is one aspect.
但是呢，你要看得全面一点。
However, you need to look at it comprehensively.
日本整个的军事的复苏，
The entire military of Japan.
这个对全球的影响是非常大。
This has a very significant impact on the world.
大家知道啊，
Everyone knows.
包括这个30啊、日产呀、啊，在战时这些都是军工企业。
This includes Mitsubishi and Nissan, etc., which were all military-related companies during wartime.
日前呢，
Recently,
他们呢就和乌克兰签订了协议。
They signed an agreement with Ukraine.
就是日本要卖武器给乌克兰了。
Japan is going to sell weapons to Ukraine.
日本和俄罗斯呢有北方四岛之争。
Japan and Russia have a dispute over the northern territories.
也就是这个千岛群岛，是吧？
Is this the Podolar Palace?
南千也叫什么？
What is the name of the southward migration?
南千岛群岛，啊，日本的北方四岛。
Are the northern territories of Japan the four northern islands?
日本在这方面是俄罗斯跟俄罗斯是有争端的。
Japan is in a position of contention with Russia in this regard.
现在呢，日本呢，从俄乌战争开始以后呢。
Since the start of the Russia-Ukraine war, Japan has
坚定地站在了乌克兰一方。
firmly stood on the side of Ukraine.
同时呢，在没有修改宪法之前呢，
At the same time, before amending the Constitution,
他对乌克兰呢，只是一些，
he only cares about Ukraine.
比如说什么救护方面的救护车呀。
For example, what about ambulances for rescue?
还有一些什么，
What else?
就是这些比较后勤的这些支持
These people are mainly responsible for logistics and support.
但是宪法修改以后呢，
However, after the amendment of the Constitution,
他可以卖武器了。
he can sell weapons.
日本的武器，
Japan's weapons are.
是这种，大家看不到啊。
This is something that everyone can't see.
现在，因为他几十年了，
Now, because he is old,
几十年都被美国压制着。
for decades, they have been suppressed by the United States.
他这个不能够有军队，
He cannot have an army,
不能够拥有先进的武器。
cannot possess advanced weapons.
但实际上呢，它是一个武器生产的强国。
But in fact, it is a country with strong weapons production.
在这个世界上有三个这个武器生产的隐晦的大国
There are three major countries in the world that secretly produce this weapon.
隐晦的大国，
Hidden power.
其中日本是一个韩国。
Japan is a Korea.
是一个以色列，
Is an Israeli.
是一个。
One.
如果你把这个你们所了解的欧洲再加上的话，
If you add this to what you already know about Europe,
那还有瑞典。
And there is also Sweden.
还有丹麦。
Also Denmark.
这都是武器的强国。
These are all countries with strong weapons.
从这一点来看呢，
From this point of view,
我想乌克兰以后的武器，
I want the weapons after Ukraine.
这个是相当的精良的啊。
This is pretty good.
它不但有北约的武器支持，
He not only had the support of NATO weapons,
有美国的武器支持。
with US weapons support,
再加上日本、韩国的武器支持，
plus Japanese and Korean weapons support.
我想，俄罗斯的失败是指日可待的。
I think Russia's failure is inevitable.
您呢？
What about you?
您认为呢？是不是这么回事？
What do you think? Is it really like this?
可以在评论区发表看法。
You can post your opinions in the comment section.